I'm going to ask that we bow our heads in prayer. Our Father and our God, we pray today that thy Holy Spirit will come as wind to blow, as fire to burn. We pray that thy Holy Spirit will convict us, convert us. May we not be the same after being here today. And may above all, Christ Jesus our Lord be honored and glorified and magnified. For we ask it in his name. Amen. It is very difficult for me to express on behalf of our team all the things that are upon my heart. I would like to say that we've learned several things since we've been in Sydney, and one of them is that the weather changes very rapidly here. Last night I was looking up at what I thought was the stars, and all of a sudden it came a downpour. And yet here you are in the cold and in the rain today. Come to this closing session. We will never forget it. And I read in the paper that nearly 30% of the people of Sydney had either a cold or the flu. And in spite of that, you are here. I believe that this is one of the greatest demonstrations that I can ever remember. And you have come today to honor and to worship Christ, not me or my team. It would be like Christ riding the donkey into Jerusalem, and they were taking off the olive branches, and taking off their clothes and putting them in the way, and the donkey could have said, "My, look at this, what they're doing for me." Why, there's never been a donkey in history like me. Look at the people coming out to see me walk down this road into Jerusalem. They hadn't come to see the donkey. They'd come to see the master. And I'm only the donkey today. And the glory and the honor and the praise must go to God. This has been his doing. And it has been the greatest month we have ever spent. Never before have we fallen in love with the people as we have the people of Sydney. And I talked to my wife on the phone this morning to wish her a happy Mother's Day. And I told her, I said, one of the objectives I have in life, if the Lord spares me, is to bring you here to this country. I want you to see it, because it's one of the most fabulous places we've ever been. And when we return to America, I hope that we will be a good ambassador for Australia and tell something of the wonders and the stamina and the strength and the greatness and the love and the hospitality of the people down under, as we say there. Now I hope that as we come to the conclusion of the crusade, this phase of it, that all of you will go back to your churches with the same enthusiasm and the same work and the same faithfulness that you've given to the crusade. This crusade will have gone down in history as a failure unless an impact is made on the churches of New South Wales. So I hope that all of you will go back to your churches more faithful and more loyal than ever before, first to Christ and secondly to your churches. And let's pray that the spirit of awakening and revival will continue in this city and in this state. And as we go with a part of our heart left in Sydney. And we want to consider ourselves at least honorary Sydneyites from now on. Now I want you to turn with me for our closing message today to the seventh chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel, the seventh chapter, beginning at verse 13. Matthew 7, beginning at verse 13. I'm going to be somewhat brief in what I have to say today, because I know that it's a bit chilly and windy. The sun is shining beautifully, but after my experience of the last few days, it could be pouring down rain in the next 30 seconds. And so I'm going to be brief. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. In this passage of Scripture, we have chosen it deliberately from the Sermon on the Mount. There are many people that say, I live for the Sermon on the Mount. I don't need to be converted to Christ. And many people say that their religion is just obey the golden rule, and that's enough. But the difficulty is, all of us don't obey the golden rule. And we take one portion out of the Sermon on the Mount and forget other parts of the Sermon on the Mount. For example, you go down a few more verses and you read this, whereby, by their fruit, ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, Jesus is speaking to tax people here. They're religious people. And he's saying, you call me Lord, 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 but you'll not enter into the kingdom of heaven. But only he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In other words, we preach. We've taught the Sunday school in thy name. And in thy name we've cast out devils, bears of evangelism, counselors, winning people to Christ. And in thy name done many wonderful works. Here's great social work that we've done in Christ's name. And we're going to come in that day and claim this as our merit to enter the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus says, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I didn't say that. Christ said that.